Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Oh, thank you very much. Welcome, folks, to the Ray program, beginning another hour of Money Power. Glad you are with us. I say us because Bobby Wooldridge is also in the house. How you doing, Bobber?
Doing great, Ray.
Hair looks good. Nice short cut.
Thank you, my friend.
Usually the summer cut, isn't it?
Indeed. But I like that coat you got there. It's kind of retro. I like it.
You know,
style.
I'm wearing jeans today with this, so
I
you
like
can't
it.
See it on television. But usually I'm all decked out in a suit. But today I got to go to the storage unit. So what I'm going to do is take the tie off, throw the jacket in the back of the car, and I'm going to tackle one of my many storage. We've got to get rid of these things.
Do you need help, Ray?
I do.
I got a bad back. I don't know. We'll get somebody.
I'm actually going to check out all my musical gear because I promised Curtis and his friend at the church that I would make a substantial donation of some of my old gear. Some of the stuff, these are like relics. Anyway, I could use the tax deduction, and they could use the old custom amps and all that stuff.
I know how those work, though. You're going to go and then just start going down memory lane. Nothing's going to get done. You're just going to play with your old toys.
It's possible. It is possible. Hey, a big show today. As I said to our TV viewers, reading the headlines, and I've got to address this because I've had several emails over the past week or so because the market's been in turmoil. And everybody's starting to, not everybody, but a lot of people are starting to push the panic button. And as I said, last night at dinner, I'm getting this, Ray, what's the stock market going to do? As if Ray knows, or as if anybody knows. So headline number one, stocks off to the worst start in 90 years. A lot of this, of course, due to what's going on in China. Remember, that's a nice screen, by the way. We've been talking about China for a long time. And as I said, last year, the year before that, the 5 years before that, China has been the economic engine that's been driving a lot of the growth all around the world, especially in commodities. Well, China slows down, the whole world's, you know, catching a cold, however the saying goes. So, it is going to have an impact, and it's certainly having an emotional impact, and therefore a lot of investors are pulling out of the market. Can anything prevent a U.S. stock market crash in 2016? First line, is the U.S. stock market poised to crash in 2016? Absolutely. So says another pundit. And this one here is another stock market crash around the corner. In other words, besides Donald Trump, the media attention, especially the business media attention, has turned toward, okay, it's going to be another, you know, $2 or $3 trillion out of the global economy because we're in a so-called global recession and race to the bottom in terms of devaluation in China and Europe and so forth and negative interest rates. Now the Fed's going to start raising rates. And it goes on and on and on. So we're going to tackle that. So sit back, relax. Yes, indeed, you can relax because I'm going to help you get through the tough times in the stock market and tackle your money questions as well. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want Dr. Ray, the money shrink, to help you out today. And you can email me as well, RayLucia.com. We'll get to a couple of those. All right, let's talk about this stock market crash. Here is what Kyle Caldwell wrote. Is another stock market crash around the corner? We'll look back at the seven biggest crash. I'm going to take, I don't know if we'll do all seven of them, over the past 30 years to hunt for clues. Now, why is this important? It's important so that you can gain some semblance of perspective when it comes to being an investor. Nobody said this thing was easy. Nobody said making money in the stock market is easy, unless, of course, you invest your money broadly in a diversified equity-type portfolio. Yes, the S&P 500 is certainly one way to do that, and I'll be comparing to the S&P 500. However, I think especially today, you want to also participate in the international markets and the emerging markets. And clearly, you want to have some alternative strategies out there that don't care what the market does. And that's like a broken record on this program. We've been talking about that sort of thing for years and years. But let's take a look at the last several crashes and how long you had to keep your powder dry. I don't know where that saying came from, but I guess it's an important one. How long you had to keep your powder dry in order to get all the money back that you theoretically lost. By the way, you haven't lost anything unless you sell. Isn't that correct? And all these bozos that say they can time the market and all that. I got another email on technical analysis. Why I'm such a moron? Because I don't believe in technical analysis. Yes, I am a moron. If the definition of a moron is somebody that doesn't believe in technical analysis, that's me. Okay, got it? Put the dunce cap on me. Set me in the corner. That is me. But I'll be right a lot more than I'll be wrong on that one. So I maybe get a chance to talk about that. Also, Lynn Rowe will be joining us. She'll have some things to say about this as a CFP who did full-on retirement planning for many, many years, 2 decades at least. Don't tell her I'm, you know, dating her that way. But she is focused now on healthcare and the more important parts of financial planning. This, whether you believe it or not, may seem like the most important thing to you, but it's not. Here's why. All right, let's take a look at some of these crashes. First one, we'll look at the program trade crash of 1987. Yes, it was basically a fat finger program trade that kind of caused a lot of the ruckus. How long did it take to recover? 456 days. Folks, that's a year and a third, year and a half, or whatever it is. A little more than a year. You can't keep the powder dry for a year? Now, do you remember back in 1967, that crash came after a very nice five-year bull run. And, of course, the global economy, like it is now, was starting to weaken. But the losses, as I said, were exacerbated by the fact that computerized trading had become more widely available back then. One of the reasons for a lot of this volatility is computerized trading. It's usually not mom and pop that's doing the trading or people in 401ks. Yeah, some do, but by and large, it's the big institutions and the hedge funds doing this quick fire, rapid trading. And as soon as it crosses through some barrier, boom, all these sell orders come in and it's a rush to the bottom. So that was a bad one. The stock market dropped 23% in a day. Is that right? I didn't have done the math, but that's what this article says. Imagine the stock market dropping 23% tomorrow. And how many people would then head for the hills? And the question is, when do they get back in? 456 days later, you got all your money back. That's not that bad. You know, a year goes by like that, doesn't it? Next, the Asian crisis. Oh, did we have Asian crises before? 1997. How much time did it take to regain the pre-crash level? 46 trading days. Oh, my gosh. And I remember that. It was like, oh, the market's going down. Here's what they have to say. America's decision to raise interest rates in 1994. Boy, do I remember that. I was a financial planner at the time, and clients were coming in putting municipal bonds in their IRAs because you could get a better yield. Remember, interest rates went down substantially, and then all of a sudden in 1994, they shot up, and boom, it caused a ruckus. Then that caused, the rising of interest rates caused a bit of a financial crisis in places like Mexico, and then later on, Thailand, Korea, Philippines, et cetera, et cetera. In the end, all of those countries' currencies tumbled. Sounds a little familiar. And investors fled the market. The Western markets fell, but quickly rebounded 46 trading days. And then a year later, you had the Russian crisis. Time to regain the pre-crash level, 44 days. Come on, man. You can't wait a month and a half. And then, of course, we had the tech bubble. That was the biggie. How many days? 1,015 days. About 3 years or so. What have I talked about for years and years in this program? How long do you have to be a stock investor? 10, 15 years? Yeah. 3 years? That's, you can't wait 3 years? And the global financial crisis of 2008, it took 230 trading days. So, I mean, I'm talking trading days. So maybe it's a little bit longer than what I have said because the weekends aren't in there and so forth. But even 230 trading days, 3 or 4 years, to get all your money back. You must be a patient investor. Lynn Rose next.
Hey folks, before another year passes, I want you to take the time to get your life organized with LegalZoom. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a family? Of course you do. Do you have any assets or property? Of course. That's why you need to have an estate plan. Now don't worry if this sounds a little too complicated. LegalZoom can help. LegalZoom's estate plan bundles eliminate all the guesswork. You don't have to figure out anything, whether you need a will or a living trust, which one works best for you. Instead, you work with an independent attorney, which are available in most states. They're going to walk you through your options and recommend an estate plan that offers the best solution to fit your needs. And since LegalZoom is not a law firm, you can count on efficiency and value. And everything's on your schedule and your terms. Plus, you'll know what your estate plan bundle costs up front instead of worrying about hourly rates. Get your life organized with an estate plan bundle at LegalZoom.com today. Don't forget to enter Ray, R-A-Y, in the referral box at checkout. That code again is Ray at LegalZoom.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-335-1890. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-335-1890. 800-335-1890. That's 800-335-1890.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number, 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Abraham Lincoln.
And welcome, Lynn Rowe, to the program. How you doing, babe?
Abraham Lincoln? Oh, please.
Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, joining me on the program. Now, before we get into all the stuff you want to talk about,
yes.
I told all the folks, you know, you practiced as a full-on CFP, mm-hmm. doing retirement planning and all that for many, many years. So you sat through the 87 crash and the 97 and the 98 and the 2000. ran away,
jumped
whatever. And I know that you always, you know, you would run to me and say, Ray, my clients are saying this and saying that. And I would just say, patience, dear Lynn, patience. And you went back and preached that and preached that. And it actually worked out just fine, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. It did.
So we're discussing this right now in the context of this worst, I guess the market's down so far this year. It hasn't been this bad for, you know, since a gajillion years,
mm-hmm.
90 years. This is the worst start in 90 years, so it says. A lot of this because of China. So if someone came to you as a CFP,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do? What moves are you going to make in their portfolios?
First of all, emotional decisions are the worst kind. Always have been, always will be. And so you need to go back to the strategy, as we've preached over and over and over again. You go back to the strategy and say, okay, when is your time horizon for needing income? How much income do you need? What are the resources? What do we have here? How long is your time horizon for that long-term money? You know, you just go back to the strategy and review all of the facts.
So it's blocking and tackling.
It's reviewing the facts.
All right, so on that basis,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about some of the other facts, because as I said before the break, this is little league stuff. The
mm-hmm.
stock market going up and down. I know a lot of people, they hold their breath and are afraid. By the way, keeping your powder dry, of course. It had to do back in the old days. We had to put the powder in the rifle. You
mm-hmm.
know, and if you put the wet powder in, the rifle wouldn't shoot. That's what keeping your powder dry was.
That's
but
what
people,
it meant.
I was thinking of baby powder. You know where my head is. I'm going, let's see. I'm going to.
Dad of four kids. Boy, that shows up, doesn't it?
I actually did that once.
Yes.
Powdered the little baby's buns.
We aren't going there, Ray.
I was not very good at the whole
diaper thing.
I'm still not, by the way. So anyway, but people have such a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, they let their emotions drive their decisions.
Yes.
The same thing is true when it comes to real financial planning.
Yes.
And you happen to be in a field now where you're dealing with the human emotion every single day.
Right.
Talk about that.
Right. Well, when we talk about things like extended long-term care, it conjures up so many emotions. People remember their parents or their grandparents. They think about their finances. They get a little bit scared, and then they go into denial mode. You know, I can take care of that. It's not a problem. Making it not a problem in your mind doesn't make it not a problem in reality. And Ray, I said this in the break, you cannot overvalue simplification in your life. You cannot overvalue it. We are living way too complicated lives. So one of the things I try to do is help simplify people's lives, because at some point in the future, there's going to be a lot of complication coming from these things, like parents, siblings, or spouse, or yourself needing extended care. And if you simplify that by making sure that you can pick up a phone, that you can get somebody to come out, that you don't have to worry about, oh gosh, do I have to call on so-and-so, and what am I going to do, and how, what am I going to sell? Simplify your life now.
Had a very strange and frightening scenario this past week. I won't get into the specifics, but we were able to observe a mother and a daughter, and the daughter being responsible for the mother, care, in-home care, which, by the way, has been an unbelievable blessing for my father, who now has 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yes.
And it's not like hands-on care. It's just somebody there to make sure, like the other night, he wanted to go outside and find his cat. His cat was sitting in his closet underneath a shirt.
Aww.
And we put little latches on the door up high, so he, you know, and he doesn't know that they're there. So the door is locked now. But, you know, there was a time when we would find him out in the middle of who knows where at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Looking for
but this situation is so disgusting to me.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter was so mean to her mother that all of a sudden we're going, what is up with this?
Yeah.
And it was almost frustration.
Had she been a caregiver for a while?
Years now.
That's what it is.
Totally frustrated. And the mother is saying, well, all she wants is waiting for me to die and get my money. And, you know, and it just really
rips families apart.
It's terrible. Terrible.
I just plead with people sometimes. When you say, I'm fine, you know, we've got plenty of money, I'll take care of it, what you're saying is, I'm delegating it to my family, because you will not be the one to be your own caregiving manager. It will not happen. You're delegating it to a spouse or to kids or to who knows who, and either they're going to say, well, out of guilt, they're going to say, well, gee, I can do it, or they're going to, abdicate the responsibility altogether and say, well, you know, my sister will take care of it. She's closer. You know, whatever. I mean, it's just, you're complicating other people's lives, plus your own life, and you're risking your life, because as we've seen before, life quality and life expectancy are actually extended when you have professional care.
You know, what's interesting, I was talking about my dad's situation, and it's been an enormous blessing, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
And we still, like, tonight's going to be my night to take him out. Jeannie and I will take him to a nice dinner, and we spend time with him. Quality time.
Exactly.
And then we drop him off back at the house.
You enjoy company together.
And there's somebody there making sure he gets his meds. Like yesterday when we went to pick him up, it was my weekend.
Right.
And, she already had his coffee on the table and his toast. And she's got his meds in front of him saying, now take your meds.
Yes, exactly. And it's somebody who gets time off after their shift is done.
Yep.
They go home to their family. They get rest. They get a full night's sleep. They don't have any interruptions. They do what they do for their lives. And then they come back. And yes, it's a job, but it's a job that they are refreshed to do, unlike a family member who never gets refreshed.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, you're going to explain how people can do this, whether they can qualify for long-term care insurance, which is obviously the easy solution.
Yes.
Before you have any of these needs, you buy a doggone policy. And it's one heck of a lot cheaper, because I can tell you for certain, having 24-hour-a-day care ain't cheap. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Annual premium is oftentimes 1 month's cost of care.
Exactly. All right, so here's what I want you to do. You can work through this. She does all of the math for you. She does all of the work for you. Where else are you going to find that? Just go to iwantmyltc.net. iwantmyltc.net. Lynn Rowe, who is the world's expert when it comes to all this stuff. Even Pastula told me he couldn't find anyone that's more knowledgeable about this than you.
He texted me some questions over the weekend that I answered for him.
877-270-3127. Well, that's what happens when you spend, I know you because I've gotten emails from you at midnight, almost 24 hours a day dedicated to helping people. That's Lynn Rowe. She's a certified financial planner, and she is going to explain how to solve this problem for you and your family. when we come back from the break, so stick around. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, a little rock and roll hoochie-coo here, a little boogie-boogie-woogie. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show with Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. Okay, so Lynn overheard me talking about these massive numbers of storage units that's costing me an arm and a leg, where I have had, and I'm trying to simplify my life, Lynn.
Yes.
And then you were preaching simplification.
Yes.
Of life.
You cannot overvalue simplification.
Okay, so staying on topic, because
yes.
Then we're going to get to me.
Yes.
All right, but let's finish with
it's
you.
All about you.
Of course it's all about me. That's what my wife says every day. Simplifying your life when it comes to these issues of health care.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how do you do that? How do you get people to just simplify it, because these are complicated issues?
Yeah, they are. Well, one of the things is, like we were saying earlier, you work with somebody who has expertise in it. You walk through the numbers, you walk through the facts, figure out what exactly you need in the way of coverage, and then look at your health to make sure that we're going to be able to get the best bang for the buck, and then move on to making the decision. And that's where you turn. People can oftentimes turn that simplification process into more complication. Why? Because they get stuck in the paralysis of analysis.
When I bought my long-term care insurance policy for Jeannie and I,
mm-hmm.
I started to do that. And
yeah.
I'm a pretty good analyzer, as you know.
Yeah.
And I was torn between the lump sum linked benefits to the long-term care.
Yeah.
And I was doing the same thing. And you recall, I procrastinated for years.
It goes
until,
on ad nauseum.
Until my wife had the little tear going down her cheek and all that stuff. I've told that story before. I came in the next day, and you and Terry helped me make that decision. I made the decision. Folks, I haven't looked back. All I know is the last time I checked, if something happens to Jeannie or I, we have something like $260 a day of daily benefits going up by 5% every single year. My premiums have not increased,
right?
Which is surprising to me. But if they do, every increase that I've seen, we've been able to manage through.
Mm-hmm.
And even the more expensive policies still are a better deal than starting over from scratch or not having it at all.
Right.
And you know what? I haven't thought about it. And that's
right.
Been 7-8 years now.
The hardest thing, and this is from Nassau Research, the hardest thing is making the decision. Once you make the decision, it's
What's Nassau got to do with that?
Well, they did a lot of studies on cognitive research. But one of the things that they decided was that making the decision, the process of getting there, is the most painful part of it. But once you make the decision, it's like a huge weight lifted off your shoulders. So here's one way you can get past that paralysis of analysis. You can give yourself permission to analyze things for a period of time. So you
set
a date.
Yeah, but not like 8 years like I did.
No. You set a date. You say, okay, let's say this is, January 11th, right? So you say, okay, by March 1st, I will have made a decision one way or the other, and I will move on with my life. That's it. So you can look at, some iterations, which we do oftentimes, and then you say, okay, this is the best of the alternatives we've looked at. Let's just do this, move on with our lives.
Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. If you want to move on with your life and simplify it, check her out. Just go to iwantmyltc.net. iwantmyltc.net or call her at 877-270-3127. She'll help you simplify your life. Can you help me simplify mine?
Sure. Go to that storage unit.
All right. Yeah, tell me.
It's 2016, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, here's your goal. Get rid of 2016 items.
Okay. What if I haven't bought anything in 2016?
Doesn't matter. Take 2016 items out of your life somehow.
So my 2015 socks come out of my drawer?
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, here's your motto. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. So that's moving forward to simplify.
Did you make that up yourself?
I did not.
Okay.
I'm borrowing that.
Okay.
But we hold on to things. You know, we hold on to things.
I've got all this musical equipment from back 40 years ago when I was a musician.
Right. Here's
And it's like unbelievable.
Three questions.
There's enormous big-time amplifiers that you could replace today maybe a foot by a foot. And these are 6-7 feet tall and about 2.5 feet wide.
Yeah, so they're outdated.
And they weigh 8,000 pounds.
So here's the three questions. Do I use it?
No.
Do I love it?
Yes.
Would I buy it again?
Now?
Yeah.
No, I'd buy the foot by 1 foot amplifier.
Two out of three lost. Get rid of it.
Okay, it's a lot of work. You want to come down and help me?
No.
Oh,
I'll check in with you to see how you're doing.
Lynn Rowe, CFP. You want to give this woman a call. She will get your life organized. 877-270-3127. I have wasted so much money, seriously, on storage units. Jeannie and I actually went there this weekend. We've been afraid to go.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of them because we moved out of a really, really big house into a much smaller house and then back into a new, bigger house. And now we're in a really, really tiny place, right?
Right.
And that's all happened in the last decade or so. And we've just been accumulating and accumulating stuff.
Yeah.
And we don't get rid of anything. Now, we did so far this year when we moved out of our existing home. You know, Father Joe, I think we gave him a big, huge truck full of stuff. But there's still just, it goes on and on. But it's Jeannie's fault. She said, oh, look at this. This is Lonnie when she had her first Holy Communion.
Three emotions. Uh-oh. Three emotions tied with holding on to something. First one is fear. I might need it again. I better not get rid of that.
Yeah.
The second one is guilt. Oh, that was from so-and-so. Even though I'll never wear it, she made it for me or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and the third one is shame. I spent so much money on this thing.
I have to add one.
But I can't possibly.
I'm adding one.
Yes.
Laziness. We just... it's so busy.
That, my dear, is fear.
That's fear?
Yeah.
Fear of working your tail off to go in there.
Going back and going through the process all over again.
See, it's easy for me. It really is, because I don't really care.
With her stuff, it's easy for
Jeannie
you.
Jeannie is not. Jeannie, she's got all this emotional ties and stuff.
Yeah.
I bought, for our very first house, I bought one of these. Really, it's ridiculous looking.
Yeah.
It's a orange and yellow and brown
lamp.
Sun.
Well, it was a
no, it's
leg.
A sun
no.
that we hang on the wall.
Okay.
And we were in there, and it's sitting in the storage. It's been there for at least 15, 20 years, right? Because I'm not going to hang that on my wall today.
Yeah.
But back then, had some emotional value.
Of
it's like we first got
of
married,
course.
Our first kid. Look, honey, I was teaching driver's training, and I was driving down Mission Beach,
yeah.
and there was this garage, and this guy had a bunch of these things, and it looked cool, and I think I spent $40 on it or something.
See, that gets back to the guilt. That goes back to, I feel guilty throwing that away.
Should I just burn it? What do I do with it?
Call Salvation Army. Tell the
They're
truck.
They're not going to want it. It's a,
you
it's a piece of junk.
You don't get to make that decision. Let them make it.
folks, you want to get your financial house in order? She is the person that can help you do it. It's like cleaning the garage, only cleaning up your finances.
Yes.
877-270-3127. You have no idea how good you will feel once you put this behind you. No idea. And I can tell you from personal experience, who procrastinated for a lot of years, the day I made that decision, I have not looked back since.
Thank you.
And you won't either. And since that time, of course, my mom was alive back then, and my dad was, you know, much younger back then, and both of them were fine and dandy. Well, now fast forward 7-8 years, my mom's no longer with us, and my dad's 90 years old, and we have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week care. And until we got that, our whole family was stressed out. Now that we have that, and by the way, we got some long-term care coverage from the VA, which you
he was eligible for,
told me all about, which is great. It doesn't cover it all.
Right.
But, I mean, $1,800 a month is $1,800 a
it
month.
It helps. I've never had a family yet say, gosh, it's too bad they bought that coverage because it didn't help at all. Well,
so you evaluate all of this, and even if people can't qualify? And this is the thing I want to get through.
There are programs, for the most part, if somebody can't qualify, if they have life insurance and care is imminent or they're in care, then there's a way to transfer that into an income stream for that care, for example.
And you can evaluate all of these things, life mm-hmm. insurance policies, disability policies, mm-hmm. long-term care insurance policies.
Yes,
you
I have
can
a gentleman right now who wants to add to his disability program because, yeah.
Just do it, folks. I want my LTC.net. Thank you so much for coming on board and helping me get my life organized. Now,
I'll
next week when we talk, we'll see if I've been too lazy to go to the storage unit. I'm going today.
Hey, good job.
I'm
Remember
absolutely
these questions
going.
Now.
Listen, I wore jeans today. They can't see it on TV, but I'm in jeans today.
Do I use it? Do I love it? Would I buy it again? Those are your three questions.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my wife.
Oh,
jeez. Okay, we'll take a quick break and come back. Lynn Rowe, CFP. I want my LTC.net. Get your life simplified. Get your life organized. Get your long-term health care for you, or if you're a boomer, you probably want to be thinking about this for mom and or dad, or both.
Or siblings. I got a brother.
Oh, that's right. You got the siblings, too. What if you don't like your siblings?
What's that?
What if you don't like them?
We aren't going to go there right
okay.
now.
Oh, I love them. 844-RAYSHOW if you want to talk about emails coming up at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. It is the program all about your money, your business, your life. Ray Lucia, back in a flash.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Little canned heat, huh? That's a pretty nice falsetto the guy had. Bobby, you don't remember that song, but that goes way back in the archives of my brain.
I know it, but I definitely don't remember hearing it live.
You know, we had little road trips, man. We'd be playing that song. He's so cool. We just thought we were so cool back then. Now look at me.
Still cool. Cooler.
Time for some emails. What do you say, folks? Let's do them here.
Absolutely.
By the way, if you haven't downloaded the app, Biz Talk Radio, the Biz Talk Radio or TV app, just go to the Apple iPhone store or the Droid store or whatever store you can go to, and there it is, Biz Talk Radio. It's all free, and you can listen to the show. You can get podcasts and all that stuff. Very, very cool, very, very simple, very, very easy. So we got our app for you now. See, people have been asking and asking. Now it's available.
No excuses not to get it.
We'll start today with Bob in Queen Creek, Arizona. Hi, Ray. I'm 58. And want to retire at 62. I have some double E bonds that are over 30 years old, and they no longer are earning interest. Can I reinvest without paying taxes? Or should I leave them where they are? I don't need the money and would prefer to leave them alone until I retire, when I'm hopefully in a lower tax bracket. Well, the first answer to the first question is there's no like rollover capabilities here. It used to be, back in the olden days, you could take your double E bonds and turn them into double H bonds and still get interest while you waited to cash them in. That went away. So you are right. You're no longer earning interest. And remember, the difference between what you put into these double E bonds and what you get out of them is all ordinary income. So it's going to be taxable. So what you have to do is you have to look at your tax bracket today and weigh the fact that you're not going to earn anything on that money versus your tax bracket tomorrow. Now, that may be worth your while, but I'm not thinking quite so much. So if it were me, if you're in like the 25% bracket and it caused you to go up to the 28% bracket, sell them. Who cares about the 3%? You ought to be able to make at least 3% on your money, investing it for the next few years. So I don't think there's any question in my mind. Now, if you're in the 25% bracket right now, and you're for certain going to be in the 15% bracket when you cash these bonds in, he didn't say how much they were. If it's 50 or 60 or 70,000, that's different than if it's 10 grand. Then perhaps waiting and cashing them in when you're in a lower bracket makes sense. But for me, I like the bird in the hand thing. I like having the ability to reinvest that money. The stock market could crash, and that could be a pretty good safe amount of money that you didn't need that you could reinvest after the market crashes. I'm not saying it's going to crash. Please don't email me on that. If I were a betting man, I'd say this isn't the year it's going to happen anyway. But for me, Bob, I don't like the idea that I'm earning nothing on that money. And by the way, you're going to pay the taxes eventually. And if the difference is just a couple of percentage points, go on, take the money and run. You can play that one next. CJ Gilbert, Arizona. Hi, Ray. I'm 19. I've gotten serious into investing over the past 2 years with learning and paying attention to the market. I was wondering if I should wait out this feeling of an upcoming bear market and wait until it hits a predetermined low before I start investing for my future. And what is your opinion on drip investment, dividend reinvestment? Should I look more into drip or not? Yes, you should. Let's go back a step. This is one of the problems with 19-year-olds getting serious about investing and going online and reading all of this garbage out there about waiting to invest and timing to. You're 19! You're 19 years old. 29, 39, 49, 59, 69. That's like 50 years from now. 50 years is your future retirement. Okay? No, you shouldn't wait for the impending crash. Now, the DRIP program, that's dividend reinvesting. And there are lots of ways you can do this. If you want to buy individual stocks, go out and buy big blue chip stocks that are paying dividends. You can buy them directly from the firm, from the company, and they can automatically reinvest those dividends for you and leave it alone for life. Or you can buy a mutual, which is what I would do, because then you don't have to worry about keeping track of all the dividends and what your basis is, because the mutual fund company's got to do that for you. Buy a rising dividend mutual fund and reinvest the dividends every quarter as you receive them. You'll pay a tiny bit of tax. You're going to pay that on a drip too. So while drip sounds cool and it sounds like fun, it's more work than you're going to want to do, because you have to keep track of stuff, right? And then when it comes time to sell, you got to specifically identify which shares you're going to sell. It's a lot more of a hassle, all right, than just buying a rising dividend mutual fund. And the best thing that could happen to you, what's his name, CJ? The best thing that could happen is the market crashes tomorrow and you keep investing every single month. You get to buy shares that are dirt cheap compared to where they were before the crash. So I know you want to do research. I know you're getting serious about investing, but let's make sure. I'm glad you emailed me. Because if you really and truly are serious about being a long-term investor, you won't fall for this, well, I'm going to wait this one out business. Because you may find that you're like a lot of people who are still on the sidelines from 2009 after the stock market's tripled. So go ahead and go for it. Mark, real quick, Dallas, Texas. Hi, Ray. Love the show. Keep up the great work. I'm trying hard, Mark. I've heard you refer to finding a financial advisor that does best practices. Can you elaborate on what defines best practices and what we should be looking for? Well, the first thing you should be looking for is not someone that times the market like CJ was looking to do. Here's what Wade Fowle and Vanguard had to say. Suitable asset allocation with broadly diversified investments. Focus on low-cost investments and low-expense ratios. Locating assets properly in taxable and tax advantage accounts, and focusing on total investment returns instead of income investing. Then rebalancing and strategic asset allocation, deciding where to draw the assets from when you retire, and then someone that will provide you support to stay the course in times of market stress like these. By the way, the latter adds 1.5% to your overall rate of return, a best practices advisor, according to this Vanguard study, about 3% per year net of fees. God bless. Go out and make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.